Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 7th, 2026. In the solar lunar calendar, it is Tammuz 22nd, 5787. So we are ready to continue in Micah Chapter 2 and verse 1. Today's events certainly agree with what we read from this man, Micah. I want to explain a little bit more about his name, because his name is not quite what I told you the last time I found out. Micah is pretty short for Micaiah, and it means who is eternal originator? That is, who is supreme? We need to grasp that and understand that. And he makes it clear throughout these writings. Let's notice now in chapter 2 and verse 1. Wretched are those devising lawlessness. That's exactly what's going on right now worldwide. We have criminals like those that needed to be killed in the inundation thousands of years ago, sprawling all over the face of the earth. So this earth's population will be reduced by 90% here in just a little over 2 years. And contriving evil. That's what we do, contriving evil on their couches. We are really full of evil and wretchedness. They accomplish it in morning light. It is in their hand for a strong one. Verse 2, they desire to get fields and seize them. They're out for power and for money. And that's what's happening to most of the political and religious leaders. They take houses. Oh, they have multiple houses. Why would anybody have more than one house unless he was living in every one of those every few days, months, weeks, whatever. They take houses and oppress a strong man and his house, a man in his possession. Verse 3, consequently, eternal originator conveys this. Now, this is who originator is. This is who eternal originator is. This is the word Yahweh. You will notice I will determine misery around this clan. You will not remove your necks from it. You will not go proudly. You will be miserable. It will, be miserable time. Verse 4, in that day one will advance a pithy saying about you. We're going to be put down as the evil people we really are. He will wail. He will say, we have been devastated. He changed my people's portion. How he has removed it for me. He distributed our fields for turning back. Verse 5, therefore, no one for you is to throw a rope with a pebble in eternal originator's assembly. This is some sort of a misguided consultation. Verse 6, you must not drop. They must not drop. They drop to these, he will not. He will not turn away insults. Verse 7, you are said to be Heel's house. Heel is, of course, the word Yaakov. Is infinite, eternal originator impatient? Boy, I know he has every right to be with me, but he's never been impatient. From 5 to mid-80s right now, he has been very patient with me. I think he has been very patient with every human, even those he has killed. Are these his actions? Are not my statements pleasing with those proceeding correctly? You bet he is favoring those few that are pleasing him, who follow his statements, his values, his orders, his directives. Verse 8, formerly my people stood to the enemy. You strip off clothing of magnificence from one's passing, securely turning a battle. Verse 9, women of my people, you have been expelled from the place of its pleasantnesses. Women are really grossly mistreated, that's for sure. You take my splendor for the future from its children. Verse 10, you must get up and go. We think our get up and go, got up and left. This is not the rest because it is impure. It will destroy completely. 11, a man may go supernaturally and lie fraudulently. And there sure is a lot of that. Spirituality is evil spirituality and deceit. Lying fraudulently can be more deeply deceitful. I will drop to you for wine and for intoxication. You will be one dropping this people. He will be, one dropping this people. So he is letting us get into drug and alcohol abuse. He is letting us get into demonic intoxication. Verse 12, heal. That is the word Yaakov, as I said earlier. I will gather all of you. They're going to be dispersed into captivity around the world. I will assemble most powerful prevails around it together. That most powerful prevails is the phonetic word Israel. It's the meaning of it. I will put them like flock in the fold. Sheep in the fold, in the middle of their pasture. So he has to take care of us, and he will. In time, but first he's got to make sure we get straightened out. They will make a human sound. So this is what he's going to do for his people. He knows what they need. He knows what they are. He knows we fall very short of his magnificent purpose. He knows we all are full of faults and flaws. We are failures. And he will help us change that. He will help us be renovating our lives. One breaking through will go up to their faces. They will break through. They will pass a gate. They will exit it. Their ruler will pass to their faces. He's coming personally. Eternal originator is at their head. Wow. Magnificent conclusion to this chapter. Well, I think what we'll do is pick up there probably tomorrow, whenever I do the next podcast, and I'll leave you with a couple of matters in conclusion. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving. We must flee coveting. We must flee dishonoring our parents. For as long as we live, we must honor them. We must flee stealing. We must flee murdering. We are a very violent society worldwide. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.